Welcome to the Park Snacker Pod, your source for Disney Parks news. I am Matt, and I am back with Katie. Katie, how's it going?
Woohoo! Hello, it is going so good. You can tell that we've had some time off because the technical difficulties I just had logging into this. Oh my gosh, but I am back. I am excited to talk some Disney stuff. It was a nice little break there, but I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Sorry we have been away longer than anticipated. You know, I think the last episode was maybe before Thanksgiving. I can't remember at this point. But yeah, it's going to be back talking Disney. Katie, did you have a good holiday?
I did actually. Like you said, I mean, we were just so busy before the holidays and with the holidays and everything. It was so nice. I was actually able to take 2 weeks off of work. Didn't really do a whole much of anything. I did some like good reorganizing of my house, which just makes my soul feel good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had a great little winter break there, holidays and everything like that. It was super fun. How was yours?
Yeah, it was good. Busy. We had family staying with us for, you know, more than like a week and a half. So there was a lot going on here. Lots of family get-togethers. I ate way too much chocolate and cookies and drank too much. Melissa got me the unofficial Disney drink cocktail book, the recipe book.
That. It's so fun.
Yeah, I made jet juice.
We did too.
Did you really?
We did jet juice, and we've done Hightower Rocks.
That one's actually pretty easy to make. That's going to be one of the next ones I make. Yeah.
It's pretty good. Pretty fun. That's so fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, I had to like hunt down the ingredients for jet juice because it's bourbon, which is easy. Chili liqueur. Luckily, I found a spot near me that actually had it. It has acai liqueur, which I could not find around me, at least like anywhere close. So I use berry liqueur, same color and probably tastes very similar. So
nice.
Very, very good. Yeah. So yeah, you probably are wondering, you know, why the break. I want to be honest with you. I might have mentioned this on one of the earlier podcasts, but like, or maybe I just talked to Katie privately about this. I can't remember. My memory is terrible. But like after like for me personally, after a Disney trip, you know, I had mine end of September, I just get like Disneyed out. Like I just don't care about Disney World like for a certain, you know, period of time. It's just, I think because it just before my trip, it just like consumes my life. It's like every day Disney, you know, watching vlogs, you know, doing this and that. And, yeah, after Thanksgiving, like Katie, I just need a break. I don't want to talk Disney right now. I'm not into it. You know, if you're following me on Instagram, I have not been, you know, posting there at all. I barely go on it as of right now. I'm not sure if I'm ready to go back to Instagram. You know, I'm not there, but I do want to start talking Disney again, especially because Katie's got a fun trip coming up, which we got to talk about. So it was nice. It was nice having the break. Sorry, you know, we weren't around, but we should, hopefully, we should be around now. So
yes. Yeah. Yep, yeah. For sure. No, I totally respect that. I think that's a good thing, too, because, I mean, I know exactly how you feel from when I was a cast member. It took me months once I finished my college program, like months to even be able to listen to Disney music. Like, I get it completely. Like, you're Disneyed out because you really do focus so much of your effort and your energy onto planning a trip that you just need a mental break. And I think that's perfectly acceptable, but come back into it whenever you're ready. Hopefully these weekly little podcast talks will help inspire you to get back out there when you're ready.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely in it. You know, I'm not really watching vlogs or anything yet. You know, I am listening to Disney music here and there again. So that's good. So
It's a start.
Yeah, it's getting back. So
you're listening to me text you every day. When are the Festival of the Arts menus dropping?
Yeah. As of recording, this is Wednesday night here. I feel like it's going to happen Thursday or Friday this week. You know, it's usually a week before the Festival of the Arts start next week. So yeah, those menus are going to be dropping. We'll be talking about those next week, as well as Katie's pre-trip report. You know, she's leaving next week for Disney. And then after that, we get a trip report from Katie. So
yes, I know. It'll be back-to-back weeks too. So we're leaving Thursday and coming home Tuesday. So you guys won't even have to wait an extra week talk about it. Assuming
you're gone a good chunk of time. That's a sweet little popular time you're gone.
It started out as a weekend trip, and then it started into like a few more days, and then it became a week. So.
Okay.
Well, we have not President's Day, MLK holiday as well that Monday.
Gotcha.
So I was like, well, what's one more day? And it was honestly cheaper not to fly on the holiday. And just, it was cheaper to stay one extra night and fly Tuesday versus Monday.
Oh, I would imagine, yeah.
So.
Sweet. So, yeah, well, I can't wait.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's going to be super fun. Well, I'll give you all of the details next week, but I will say Cassie and I, who I'm going with, so I'm not going with Nick, I'm going with a very close Instagram friend of mine, and we have been doing nothing productive at work this week because we're just constantly texting each other like, okay, well, what are you wearing to Animal Kingdom? What are you wearing to Magic Kingdom? Okay, like, what kind of content are we going to plan? So it's been super fun, and I'll delve into all of the details next week, but I'm so excited.
Excellent. Cannot wait to hear all about it. All right. Well, why don't we just get into it? So, you know, there – actually, you know what? I forgot. Got to talk about Park Snacker quick. People are still, you know, thriving on Park Snacker, which is great to see. You know, people, I see people joining in all the time, and I've been seeing a lot of the Festival of the Holidays ratings and reviews go up. So that's, you know, that's super fun watching all that. So yeah, Park Snacker, if you're not on it, make sure you download it. It is a free mobile app for all you Disney fans out there where you can rate, review, and discover over 70,000 menu items at Walt Disney World. You can connect with your friends to see what they're snacking on. You can browse menus, create custom lists, and so much more. Just head over to parksnacker.com today to download the app, available on iOS and Android. Again, head over to parksnacker.com today to rate and review what you eat and drink at Walt Disney World. And while you're there, make sure you visit our shop. We have some accessories and t-shirts and stuff on there for sale. All right. So before we get started, I've had a wicked cough for like the past 3 weeks. I'm finally going to the doctor's tomorrow. So if you hear me cough, I'll try to do it off mic, but I just wanted to let you know. So.
Oh, man, you poor thing. That sucks.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things that I caught from Cora, and it has not gone away, you know, so hopefully I'll be okay. But all right, let's get to the news. So some of this news is old, but it's like the bigger news that I feel like we just should talk about. You know, it's something that's going to impact everyone, and, you know, so I wanted to kind of discuss that. But first things up, you know, we'll talk about some Run Disney, because that is relevant. The marathon weekend is happening this past weekend, and I completely forgot that it was like really cool, like retro 90s like decor, because I see everyone posting about the apparel and stuff like that. I'm like, ah, oh, man, that's pretty dope. I completely forgot about that.
It's legit. I'm so, like, I'm loving all of the content I'm seeing from, like, the expo was today, and yes, we can talk more. But like, oh man, love me some marathon weekend merch, especially this year.
Yeah. It's really nice. So, you know, I want to wish everyone who's running this weekend, you know, I have a few friends that are going to be down there this weekend running the marathon, as well as doing the dopey. So that's going to be pretty awesome. And then Run Disney actually released the calendar of events for, you know, 2023 into 2024. So I just kind of go through those real quick. You know, we have the springtime surprise coming up in April. I think it's April. So later in June through August, that's when Run Disney is going to do their virtual series. So if you want to sign up for that, you can do that. The Wine and Dine half marathon weekend for this year at Walt Disney World will be November 2nd through the 5th. The 2024 Disney Princess Half Marathon Weekend will be at Walt Disney World, will be February 22nd through the 25th on 2024. And then the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. Oh, I had these. I had them flipped.
Wait a second. Yeah. These are flip-flopped.
I flipped them. I missed that. I don't know how I did that. So the 2024 Walt Disney World Marathon weekend is going to be June 3rd through the 7th of 2024.
January 3rd.
What did I say?
June. It's definitely not in June.
You know, I got some rust in my mouth.
Listen, we're out of practice. We're going to roll with it. It's all good.
I read January. I don't know what's going on. So and I think because June comes after February, I messed it all up. So the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend is going to be January 3rd through the 7th, 2024. And then the springtime surprise weekend for 2024 at Walt Disney World will be April 18th through the 21st as well. And then I think I should have checked this before, but, you know, they announced that Run Disney was finally coming back to Disneyland January 11th. Through the 14th of 2024 is going to be a half marathon weekend over at Disneyland, which I know a lot of people are excited about.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will say the one bummer thing about it, so I'm so happy that Run Disney is coming back to Disneyland because I know so many people who've been dying to do that again. But I am shocked that they are doing, and maybe this is how it's always been, I haven't paid much attention, but they're doing Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. And then immediately following is the Disneyland half marathon weekend. Like, I'm not a runner. I like Run Disney, like 5Ks, 10Ks, but like, I'm definitely not a half marathon runner. But I cannot imagine running two half marathons back to back weekends.
People are going to do it though.
Oh, they're going to do it. That's just like, that's just baffling that. I don't know. And maybe that's a normal thing. Runners.
Well, isn't that like how training kind of works? Like you got to work your way up to like a half marathon before actually doing the real half marathon. Well,
yeah. But the full marathon is before the half.
Yeah. But maybe you're not going to do the full, or you're just going to do the dopey. Maybe Disney's going to do like a, you know how they have those like, they used to have the annual pass where you can go to like the coast to coast.
No, that's a
like
thing.
Maybe they'll have a medal to do all the races within those 2 weekends.
They have historically, they've done a coast to coast medal. So maybe that is why.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm going to give that like a 97% positive, that they used to have a coast to coast medal. So maybe that is why they're back to back. That just seems bonkers. Oh, you runners are my inspiration every day, I tell you.
So this was a thing. I just looked it up real quick. This is from Pop Sugar. Earn a Disney Coast to Coast medal. This medal is earned through a lot of hard work and dedication. Run a marathon at Walt Disney World and a half marathon in Disneyland in the same year to collect this prestigious prize.
Oh, so it's only even in the same year. So no, why are they back to back, Disney? You're killing the runners out here.
Yeah.
That's just so much. There also used to be one that had you doing a 5K at Castaway Cay on a Disney cruise too, but I can't remember. I don't remember what it was called or any details on that, but there used to be a Castaway Cay race, 5K, I think. As well.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you're right. This was a thing. Yeah. I'm looking at more websites now. Yeah. There's a lot more. So yeah, you're right. That's pretty dope.
Super dope. Very excited. I know a couple people, even just off the top of my head, who would be interested in doing that coast to coast challenge, which you are my number one idols. You guys are just damn. You crazy, but I love it.
Yeah, and don't forget, I do remember the challenge that you and CJ gave me to actually do the, do a race 1 year. So
it's happening. It is happening. It can be a 5K, that's fine, but it is happening.
Yeah, so I just hate going like during really busy times. So.
Oh, but it's just so fun, and just as long as you like put yourself in the right mental situation of like, yes, it's going to be busy. We're here to have like friend time instead of ride time.
Yeah. So yeah. I wouldn't expect going to like thinking I need to go on rides. Yeah. So. all right. So that's all the Run Disney news. Anything else for that, Katie?
No, I'm just super excited. I love everyone posting the 5K. So like we said, we're recording Wednesday night. So the 5K is Thursday morning. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So yeah, Thursday morning. So good luck, runners. Super excited for you. Can't wait to follow along via social media.
Yeah. Good luck, everyone. All right. So let's get to some of the news that has already been, you know, it's been around for a while. So at the end of December, the Walt Disney World Railroad finally returned. Woo-hoo! Did you see this, Katie?
Yeah, I did. That's so exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I've been wanting to actually, because there are videos on YouTube of like people doing the entire thing. And I actually was going to watch it finally today just to like talk about it on today's episode. And then it like completely slipped my mind. Because I wanted to see, because there's a new narration for it. And then, you know, I wanted to see what it was like going through the Tron area as well.
Yeah.
I honestly can't remember the last time I rode the railroad.
Can I tell you something really horrible?
You've never been on it.
I can't remember. Like my gut says I did.
Uh-huh.
But I can't tell you if I've ever made like a full loop. Like I remember going through the Splash Mountain train station.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing. I do remember. So I've been on it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember any other part of it, which makes me think I never did it, which is very sad. But it is absolutely, we don't have much Magic Kingdom time planned next week, but it is definitely on my must-do list to ride on that little train over there.
Yeah.
I love it. I think my memories of the train is less about, of the river, whatever, is less about riding it and more about the welcome show in the morning. Because, like, my family growing up as I was a kid, like, we would always get there an hour before opening and stand in the crowd and, like, they'd come, everyone would come in on the train and sing you a song and wave and all the characters. Oh, it was just, it's such a like treasured memory. And I doubt they'll do that again because they don't hold people outside the gates anymore. But it was just so fun. So the railroad has meaning to me without like me actually have written it, at least in firm memory.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. Like, I know that I've been on it. I just don't know.
I don't remember it at all, which is crazy. So, yeah, very stoked to see it come through Tron, too, and how that narration works and how it all kind of floats together, because it's going to be cool.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Cool. Well, you know, I want to take a virtual ride, you know, in the next day or so to finally take a ride on it and let me know how it is.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's super excited that it's back, of course. You know, anytime something new reopens, I'm always like, it just takes people away from something else.
I know, because when else would there be a line for the railroad? Never.
It doesn't matter. It's just people are on it and they're not elsewhere in the park.
Exactly, exactly. So, now there will be, actually.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So that is the railroad. So Katie, I assume you're going to ride Splash Mountain before it officially closes on January 23rd.
Listen, I not only plan to ride Splash Mountain before it closes on January 23rd, I plan to ride Splash Mountain. I'm going to give it at least, ideally, 5 times, realistically, 3 times. And again, we have not a lot of Magic Kingdom time. But I still think I'm going to, yes, I am very excited to ride this. I'm glad that our trip happens before it closes because I didn't say bye to it during our last trip because it hadn't been announced yet and all that stuff. And like, I'm a very sentimental person. Like, I need to say bye to things. Like, literally, every time I've gone to Animal Kingdom in the past, let's call it 4 years, right? Well, whatever, 3-4 years, I've said goodbye to Dino Land just in case. And now I really need to say bye to Dino Land. So yes, I need to say bye. But yeah, I'm very much so looking forward to riding it as Splash Mountain again. But I'm also very much looking forward to the new Tiana version of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be sad. Splash, as a kid, like Splash Mountain was my favorite attraction. Like, I loved it as a kid. And, you know, I've always talked about how my dad, you know, filmed their 1994...
Yeah.
You know, trip to Walt Disney World. There's like an hour and a half worth of footage, and like 11 minutes of that was the full ride through Splash Mountain. Like, so I, you know, growing up, I watched it so many times. You know, this was before YouTube, of course. So like, I think that's part of why it was like my favorite attraction, because I got to relive it as a kid so many times. But I was always so mad when he turned the camera off on the drop, because he turned it off right before the drop, then he turned back on after the drop. So. Well, you know, it was one of those big, you know, one of those big camera clunky things. Ones. So,
yeah.
The big clunky ones. But yeah, I'm going to need you to do me a favor, though.
Okay.
Just see what kind of merchandise there is in the shop. Okay. Like, if there's anything, like, somewhat interesting, you know, shoot me a text. Be like, hey, you know, Matt, would you want this or that? So,
well,
you have, like, a t-shirt or anything. I'm like, I kind of wish I had bought something.
Splashy?
Splash Mountain, like, when I was there. So.
I will. I am interested to seeing what merch there is, because when they originally announced Splash might be going away, there was that huge rush for merchandise, and it's been like 2 years since that. So I am interested to see what's in that shop. I will say, if I remember correctly from even just last year when I went in February, there wasn't much even in the store. So we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? I think when I wrote it, did I write it in September? I don't even know if I did.
You can't claim to be Splash Mountain's number one fan without going riding it.
Well, we were with the kids or with Cora, so it was tough. But like, because I was around late night, I don't know if I went on it. You know what? I did go on it in June, though. When I was there for my short trip, I did. Yeah, I did go on it in June.
Okay.
But yeah, I am. You know, I'm happy though. I have a little bit of merch. My wife's cousin has these like awesome 24 by 36 posters from like the early 2000s. One of them is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Another one is Tomorrowland. And the other one is Splash Mountain.
Nice.
And, you know, so I have in my basement here, I have all my like posters up, you know, framed and everything. And, you know, that's part of it. I should post on Instagram. Three walls where like I work out, like it's just all Disney like artwork. So, but I'm glad to have that. And then Katie, I don't know if you could see in my video feed here, but see right above my finger.
What is that?
Do you see what does that look like to you?
Is that a ride photo from Splash?
That is a ride photo. Yeah. No one can see it, unfortunately, on the podcast. But it's a ride photo that I have framed in my living room, and you know, I have my basement.
There's no one in the boat.
My wife and I got really lucky. Someone just didn't know like how to queue up for like the boat, so like they just got really confused where to go, and our boat launched with just my wife and I. We're like, oh, this is awesome, and you know, we bought we didn't have like Memory Maker or anything. So we bought the single ride photo, like the actual printed photo. I'm like, oh, we need to get like the photo of it. So I still have it framed from 2013. So
that's amazing. It took me a second to figure out what it was, because I was like, okay, I know it. It looks like just like a loaf of bread, like bread pieces back to back, because of the way that the ride photo is. Because there's no one in it, so it's just like dark brown, light brown, dark brown.
Yeah,
we were in the
back row, the two of us.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll have to post that. I'll post that on Instagram, the photo of us. So
I love it.
Yeah. So that is so Splash Mountain, man. You know, it's good talking to the memories of Splash Mountain. You know, I as an adult, I would always hesitate going on it, only because I just don't want to be wet. Like,
wear a poncho, doofus.
I don't know. I guess
at least
I could.
At least sit on a poncho. Sit on a poncho. Because my thing is, I don't care if my shirt is wet. If my butt's wet, I'm going to be a very grumpy kid.
Oh, yeah. That's what I don't like either. Just like if it goes to the shorts or the boxers, it just becomes uncomfortable.
So you sit on a poncho. Because I know I've said this on the podcast before, but don't buy a fancy poncho. Buy 5 or 6 $1 ponchos from the dollar store, because then you can sit on one and then throw it right on out afterwards and not feel too bad. But sit on a poncho for sure, and keep your feetsies off the floor, because your feetsies are going to get wet too. And if you're wearing gym shoes, that's a no bueno.
So, yep.
But okay, I did just think about something I don't think I've ever connected in my head before. But
what?
All right, so they're always talking about the mountains. At Disney, we have Space Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain, and Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
But the new name for this ride is Tiana's Bayou Adventure. It doesn't have mountain in the title.
It's not a mountain anymore, yeah.
I'm having a big problem with this today.
Yeah, I'm lucky I bought my my mug on my last trip. It was like a mountains mug. It has all the mountains on it. So,
like, you can still be an honorary mountain, but like, I just feel like that was a miss.
Yeah, I wonder how they're gonna go about that with like merchandise and stuff now. Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Now I'm mad.
I know. You sound more sad than mad.
No, I'm smad. I'm smad. Oh, goodness. But yeah, regardless of the name, I'm excited for it.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. And along with they releasing the date, Disney did release some Tiana's Bayou Adventure. They released some new artwork, and it's pretty much the what's the, not the raft, what is the thing called?
The boat?
Log flume, yeah, whatever you want to call it. It has a log flume going through the bayou. You have the critters, like, singing and dancing. You got Tiana in her, looks like an explorer's type getup. Yeah.
She looks like she belongs in Skipper Canteen. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's cool. It's like a nighttime scene. There's fireflies that are lighting up the area.
You know what I think would be really fun is if part of it, you know, that when Ray sings, like, going down the bayou, and like, he's like, follow the dancing fireflies or whatever. Like, how fun would it be to like float through all the fireflies dancing around you? That'd be so cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen the movie. I don't know.
Matt!
We've talked about this.
I know, but I black it out of my head every time you tell me this.
Okay. Yeah, so that scene didn't ring a bell for me.
Well, you know what? I was already smad, but now I'm furious.
You're smatter?
Move on. Can't talk about this anymore.
Yeah. So, you know, Splash Mountain, you know, rest in peace. You know, it was a beloved attraction. You know, I know why, you know, it's kind of being replaced. But, you know, great memories. I loved it. You know, it was always so much fun watching people go down, you know, the big hill as well. So,
yep.
Cool. All right. So that is the Splash Mountain news. So make sure you ride it one more time before it closes. So I guess, to be clear, the last day you can ride it is the January 22nd. So it's going to be closed the 23rd, just so there's no confusion. Ooh. So the last day to ride it is the 22nd.
Good call out.
Yeah, which is a Sunday. So that's a Sunday.
Okay.
Do you remember what happened on the last ride of Ellen's Energy Adventure when it closed down, like, 5-6 years ago?
No.
So on the literally the very last ride of the night of it's like it was closing that day, like the next day was going to be closed forever. The very last ride, it broke down.
Oh, and, I shouldn't laugh.
But then the people on the ride, the cast members just like let them get off and like walk around and take photos and aww, stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. It was really neat. I just remember seeing all the people come off, like, and all like the behind the scenes photos of, Ellen's Energy Adventure, you know, people with like the dinosaur and stuff like that. So
that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So the other piece of news, which people definitely know by now, but in case you don't, this was a big change, the Genie Plus for the better. Guess, you know, this was like maybe 3-4 weeks ago, maybe, but I, you know, I wanted to make sure I talked about it because I love this change. But guests are able to now modify an existing booking without first canceling a reservation and then making another booking. So this only applies to the lightning lanes that are part of Genie Plus and not those individual lightning lanes. So the update will allow a guest to search for other Lightning Lane experiences and times prior to modifying the existing reservation. But note that the new selection must be in the same park. So to book a selection in another park, the original reservation must be canceled. Making a change to Lightning Lane selection will not change the time frame for when the next selection can be made. guests will be able to make another Lightning Lane selection with Disney Genie Plus service once they redeem their current selection, once their full arrival window has passed, or after 120 minutes has passed from the original booking, or 120 minutes after the published park opening time. So, if long story short, you do not have to cancel, you know, cancel, say, your Tower of Terror reservation to then make, you know, you say you find like a Slinky Dog reservation. You know, you don't want to have to worry about losing, you know, losing that. Now you could just modify your Tower of Terror to get, you know, Slinky Dog, which is awesome. Like, just, it removes a step that should have been part of the process a long time ago. Now they've just made it so much easier, which is great.
Yeah, so. I feel like when this first came out, I was like, well, yeah, no shit, everyone's happy about this. This is what it should have been in the first place. Like, yeah, this makes complete sense. I will say the one thing that I didn't realize when this was first announced was that the time frames didn't change, because I didn't realize, or at least I never connected the fact that, like, you can still change it within that same time frame, right? So, like, even if I have a 10 to 11 return time, but at, I don't know, 9:55, I find one for a different ride that I wanted, I still would keep that 10 to 11 time frame. Of like, or I think I'm giving the wrong example, but like, I don't have to wait even longer to book a new one or whatever. I think I gave a very bad example, but I'm excited about that change. Maybe I'm a little bit more confused than I thought I was, but like, I'm glad that, you know, 30 minutes into waiting for your next time, I can change without having to wait another hour for it, which is nice.
Yes, that's kind of how I see it too. So, yeah, just super exciting. Are you going to be using Genie Plus while you're there? I don't want to say what are your plans for it, but, you know, maybe like a, well, we could talk about it next week.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what are your thoughts on it?
Currently not planning on doing Genie Plus, just mostly because with the holidays and everything, it's been almost $30 every day, and I do not care nearly enough to ride the rides with Genie Plus. I'd much rather, I mean, this trip, and we can delve into it next week too, but this trip is mostly just to see friends and capture content. So if we don't ride too much, I'm okay with that. So we might, the only day we might get it is the day we go to Magic Kingdom. But it'll just depend on if it's back down to its $15 versus 30.
I saw an article today that it is, it has gone back down.
That's good. I haven't checked it today.
Yeah. With the holiday, now with like the holiday crowds gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll see. It'll definitely be a game time decision of whether we do it or not, but I am not planning on doing it for any of the parks other than the day that we do Magic Kingdom, just because there's so much more there to do. The other parks, like, there's just not enough attractions to make it worth it for us, because we're pretty much only doing half day parks, half days at each park at a time, I guess. But we'll see. It'll be a game time decision of what we feel like doing, but I don't see us doing it more than once.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah. We, I think we got our money's worth, you know, when we were there last time, cause we use like in Epcot, we use it for all like the main attractions, which is good. But yeah, with these prices going up, yeah, it's hard. But I think Magic Kingdom was worth it just because there's so many attractions to choose from.
Well, and I definitely think it's worth it if your focus is the rides, 100%. Yeah. And our focus is just not the rides this time.
Mm-hmm. No, it makes sense. Yeah, I agree with that. All right, so cool. Fun change to Genie Plus over there.
It's trying to be like FastPass. It's trying.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, Bob Iger.
Let's do it, buddy.
Help us out.
I believe in you.
Yeah. Excuse me. All right, so that's all the news. You know, nothing, you know, mind-blowing that's going on. We're just kind of catching up with all the big stuff past couple weeks. But we do have a listener question that we can answer. At least I'll try to answer. And hopefully, I don't know if Katie's knows anything about this. But we have a question that came in from Instagram from Magical Vacations by Kathleen. So thank you for the question. She asks, what are your thoughts on Sebastian's Bistro at the Caribbean Beach Resort? Katie, have you been to this restaurant?
I have not, but I will say I have heard multiple people rave about how they love it. It's their favorite. They want to go back, all that kind of stuff. But I have never, to be honest, like when I started hearing about it, I had to look up what and where it was. So I'm like, I don't know this name. It's not a familiar one. But I've only heard phenomenal things.
Yeah, so this is a fairly new restaurant. It's a few years old now. It was part of the renovations that they did over at the Caribbean Beach Resort. It's in, I wish I put the name down. I think it's called like Center Town Market. I don't know if I have that right. But it's part of a new area, you know, where there's a lot of, you know, food areas and stuff. But this is a table service restaurant. You have to make a reservation for it. It's family style dinner. But like you, Katie, I have heard nothing but like good things about this. Mm-hmm. Like I haven't heard anyone saying that they walked away with, you know, with a bad meal. And it all sounds delicious. Like all this is up my alley. Like, isn't one of your like favorite, what is it? The jerk chicken, like at one of the festivals in Epcot.
Yeah. I think it's food and wine, maybe.
Yeah, but it kind of.
But yeah.
But that was from like the Caribbean booth or something, right?
Yes, that's exactly
right. Yeah. So this is, you know, this is definitely up my alley. But like looking at this, I'm like, this is actually a really good deal.
Yeah.
Like for a meal at Disney. Like, so it's family style dinner. What you get to start, you get, house-baked pulled pork rolls with guava butter and caramelized onion jam, which I just love rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, you get a salad called the Spice Necklace Salad, mixed greens and kale with spiced candied pumpkin seeds, tropical fruit, and radish with key lime dressing, which all that sounds amazing.
Love it.
And then for your main meal, you get what they call the Taste of the Caribbean, which has a lot of different types of meats. They have an oven roasted citrus chicken, a slow cooked mojo pork with mango sambal, grilled chili rubbed beef with mojito relish served with cilantro, rice, and beans, vegetable curry, and grilled seasonal vegetables. There's also plant based items as well. So if you're vegetarian, they have that option as well. For dessert, you get what they have, the coconut pineapple bread pudding. You know me, Katie, I'm a sucker for bread pudding.
Same.
Yeah, so they have the coconut pineapple bread pudding with caramel sauce and vanilla ice cream. And then the Taste of the Caribbean enhancement, which you can add a order of fried coconut shrimp with creamy chipotle dippy sauce for an extra $10. So again, this is family style. And now when I say I think it's a good deal, $32 per adult plus tax and gratuity.
Amazing.
That's really good for dinner.
Like that is phenomenal deal.
Yeah. Like a real, like when I saw this, I'm like, this, I think to me, one of the best bargains like at Disney right now.
100%. And family style too, which means you can have as much as you want of any of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll just keep coming with it. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So, and I would say, even adding on the fried coconut shrimp for an extra $10, that's still a great deal.
Oh, yeah. If I were to go, it's happening. Like, I am doing that.
I love me some coconut shrimp. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah. And then children are only $19, you know, ages 3 to 9. You know, this might be a little bit tougher sell for children, you know. I don't know how you know, if your children are adventurous eaters, but you know, you know, luckily my child is, she eats, you know, she's almost two and she eats freaking anything. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
What she does now, she's a ketchup eater. She just wants ketchup with every meal. She was dipping her pasta.
No, today. No, stop. So fun fact, I hate ketchup.
Oh yeah. She's a fiend for it now. She dips her eggs in it every morning.
Okay, so, eggs make sense. I'll allow eggs. Yeah. My niece would always like smother her green beans in ketchup. I'm like, can we not? Like, that? You are disgusting and so cute, but disgusting. Get
that out of me. Well, it's funny. She takes like a whole head of broccoli and just dips in the ketchup and then just like eats it. I'm like, all right, yeah, go. You go, girls. They're just eating your vegetables. That's fine with me.
You're getting the good stuff in there too, I guess.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so, you know, hopefully we didn't gross anyone out with ketchup talk, but anyways, so Kathleen, I've heard nothing but good things about this. I've never been to the Caribbean Beach Resort, but now that I see that, like, how good of a bargain this is.
Yeah.
Our plan, you know, we're not going to be going back to Disney again until, you know, 2024. We have our second child due in about 11, 12 weeks now. So it's going to be a long time till we go back to Disney. But the plan is to stay at the Riviera Resort. You know, when we stayed at the Topolino's, my wife and I both really liked the resort. We liked the location of it as well. So I think we're going to probably check that one out. And this is a hop, skip, and a jump over. So I might check this one out now. So, Kathleen, I'm glad you brought it to my attention because I'd always heard about it but never really looked at the menu. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, super exciting.
Yeah, same. This one, like, falls along the same lines as far as a budget deal dinner as, like, the campsites. Trails End. There it is.
Trails End
over at the campsites at Fort Wilderness. That is a solid bargain, and this sounds so good.
Yeah.
And so different from that
one. I want everything.
And it sounds a lot more convenient to get to than Fort
Wilderness. Yeah.
Very excited to add this one to my must-try list. We never see a Caribbean, but heck, maybe one day we will. And even if we don't stay there, we'll have to check it out because it sounds like everything. Especially Nick. Like, Nick loves Caribbean food. I don't hate it, but like, he loves it. So if I even mention that this is the menu, he's gonna make it top of our list if ever we go back together.
Yeah, this sounds really good. So cool. Well, I'm glad we're able to feature like a restaurant, because I talked about in the past how like I want to, you know, it's the Park Snacker Pot. I feel like we got to feature, you know, some food here at least. So
love it.
Cool. Well, that's it for this episode. You know, Katie, I think this is like actually like our shortest episode.
I like it. You know, easing back into it, talking about some good stuff.
Yeah,
I like
exactly.
I like it.
Yeah, this is good stuff. So, Katie, where can we find you?
Well, you guys come hang out with me over on Instagram. I am at Magically Mootsy, and on Park Snacker at Magically Mootsy as well. I will say, kind of like Matt, like, I've taken a backseat on the actual content creating on Instagram lately. Just, I've gotten a new job and things got a little crazy with the holidays and stuff, but I am making a resolution this year to get back into it because I really do miss not only creating content, I just miss the people. Like, in this community is just phenomenal. So definitely come hang out with me on Instagram. I will be a lot more active upcoming here. And then as soon as those stupid Festival of the Arts menus get posted, follow me on Park Snacker because I'll be making lists and I will be snacking my life away.
Yeah, when the menus come out, make sure you go to Park Snacker. This is to everyone. You know, create your lists, get it ready. You know, I actually, when I was looking up, something else just now, but looks like the booths have gone up at Epcot.
Yes, so. Nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
So it is coming. All right. Well, you can find me on Park Snacker as well. Park Snacker Matt, if you want to give me a follow over there. You can follow us on all of the socials at Park Snacker. Again, just make sure you download our app at parksnacker.com. I think that's it. You know, I don't have much else.
So. I love it. Good to be back.
Good. You know, it is, you know, it is good to be back. It was fun chatting with you again, Katie. And you know, you'll see us next week and, you know, future weeks as well. So, all right. Well, until next time, see you then.
Bye.